Now, my father died in 2008, and I think this is a good opportunity to play some stuff that he would like to have heard. And this is actually, he had these songs on, these tunes on 78 records. And later on, we had them on LP. And this is Dinu Lipati playing some Chopin waltzes. This is the waltz in E flat called the Waltz Brillant.
Thank you.
Some of you may have heard the little ditty that goes something like, Papa Haydn's dead and gone, but his music still lives on. And that's actually a tune taken from this next movement. It's the same symphony as we played before, the movement number 2. This is the Surprise Symphony, Symphony number 94.
Thank you.
This is the famous Chopin Waltz in C sharp minor, which my father liked very much. This one was not one of the waltzes that we used to have at home, but it's well known, and I'm just putting it in here because I'm going to have trouble coming up with 2 hours of Papa and Mama related music. So anyway, this is Chopin's Waltz number 11 in G flat, which is a crazy key to have a waltz in. It's almost wall-to-wall black notes, but anyway, here it is. Thank you. right, let's go back to that Haydn symphony. Luckily for us, the movements are not very long. Here is the third movement of this Haydn's Surprise Symphony. And this is a minuet and trio. Remember, that's the way these symphonies went. The first movement was in what is called sonata form. The second movement is a slow movement in any old form. The third movement was usually a dance movement, a minuet and trio, or sometimes some other kind of dance. And the last movement was usually a finale or a rondo. Anyway, here we are, the third movement of the Haydn Surprise Symphony.
Thank you.
This is your radio. This is my radio. This is everybody's radio. Independent radio for open minds. Archie's Archives. And that's the end of the first hour. Stay tuned for the rest.